This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
We owe an apology. I know I do. But I think we all owe an apology a little bit to one Bryce Young in Carolina. We saw it firsthand against the Chiefs, what he was able to do. We saw this past weekend, they lost an overtime game against the Bucs. He did what he needed to do for the money. He had a game what looked like a game-winning drive. Bryce Young, we all thought was done. The Panthers benched him. We all thought they were going to trade him. They said, no. The only reason why he started starting again quicker is because Andy Dalton got in a car accident. So they were forced to start him again. And since then, for a guy that probably could have lost a ton of confidence, he took the high road. Dave Canales in Carolina got that thing corrected with Elise Bryce Young. He is showing signs of why he was drafted where he was drafted.
Yep.
I'm not telling you Carolina is going to be a threat next year or anything necessarily. But Bryce Young looks like a real NFL quarterback. And you're like, oh, I see why they might have drafted him there. If you're a Panthers fan, you should actually have some hope now. I owe Bryce Young an apology. I thought that thing was over for him. The last couple weeks, they've lost some games. But that's not what really is mattering for Carolina in judging Bryce Young. It's like, hey, can he look competent? Can he show that he's a franchise quarterback?
Yeah.
298 and a touchdown and an overtime loss. We know against Kansas City they lost in a close one. He had 263 and a touchdown. He had two wins prior to that, admittedly against the Giants and Saints. He's playing a lot better football. He hasn't thrown a pick in 3 weeks. That might be the most important thing. And it's not like he has a ton of weapons still. So I think Bryce Young deserves an apology from a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with you. I think Xavier Leggett also is really starting to continue to develop as a really good wide receiver for them. Of course, they're limited with options. But yeah, Bryce Young has looked very good. So mine has to go back to a little bit of last night's game. But just in general, I don't think the Browns are serious about winning games. Because, and I know that we have said this on this show, and I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way as well. If they were serious about winning, if they actually wanted to win games, Deshaun Watson would have never started for them, and they would have played Jameis Winston from the jump. Because even though you get the full Jameis experience last night, he's throwing pick sixes, he's making ridiculous throws, he's going nuts. Do you have a piece of audio?
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes. Like, that's not me. Like, a phenomenal game, offense, do some great things, but I messed it up.
He just described his entire career right there.
In all honesty, like if you factor in as well, somebody did the math. Completed passes, technically, Jameis completed those two pick sixes. He threw for 668 yards yesterday of offense. They have a better shot to win with Jameis than they did with Deshaun Watson. Jameis Winston's worst game this year was better than Deshaun Watson's best game. I know that he threw a lot of picks yesterday. He's got 11 touchdowns to 7 picks. Otherwise, he'd be 11-4. He looks better. The offense looks so much better. Jerry Jeudy last night went off. Of course, it's against a former team as well. It's the full Jameis experience, but if the Browns were serious about winning gold, they should have been playing Jameis this entire time. And not that he's like a top 15 quarterback or a top 10 quarterback, but he gives them a whole lot better chance with that defense than Deshaun Watson ever did. And I just feel like they've wasted a whole another year of Myles Garrett and that defense. They should have been playing Jameis from the jump.
And they still can't trade him though or anything. Like, I mean, they still can't trade him, still can't really cut him. And their only hope is still to use the potential clause if there's more legal problems and they want to go down that path. Otherwise, that he's back on he's back next year.
I still don't think they should play him. I know that you're paying him. It doesn't matter. If you want to win games, or gold, or you have to trade Myles Garrett, you have to trade Gary Newsom, you got to trade Martin Emerson, you got a clean house with all of your good players. everybody's got David Njoku.
I actually think Kevin Stefanski is a good coach. I think he is too. I really do, but he's in a weird spot.
I think he is too. But if
I'm him, I would. I mean, you almost want to find a way to get out of that spot and get to another head coaching gig, because Kevin Stefanski, if he was fired, he'd get hired the very same cycle, I believe. How do you expect them to win with Deshaun Watson and now with Jameis, even though they look better with Jameis out there? Like, they have a chance to win every week with Jameis, yeah. But he also...
They also have a chance to lose every week.
Well, dude, that's the full Jameis experience.
I know, it's great.
Right? He's going to give you a chance to win and lose every week.
You could have placed a bet last night on FanDuel, a live bet, that he breaks the NFL record for passing yards in a single game with 555. And I was like, you know what? He might actually have a shot at this. It did not happen, but...
It did not. Oh, it definitely did not. That's all 32.